We've been speaking with Art Bariamas, owner of Bariamas Cleaners, about Cinderella's Closet. Now, after my faux pas earlier, I think we now have Lieutenant Greg Frenger with the Meridian Township Police on the line. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great.
It doesn't help my producer at all when I write a phone number with 5 digits after the first 3, and he was trying to guess how it worked, so I apologize for that. Wanted to get in touch with you. Got a press release this week from you folks at Meridian Township Police Department about copper thefts. What are you finding? What's going on in Meridian Township?
Well, as we indicated there, we had 5 that were reported when that press release went out, and then today we took another report today in the neighborhood of a similar incident. What is happening is they're breaking into vacant homes and going usually to the basement where the piping is exposed and cutting the pipes and taking them out of the home and then, of course, selling them at area scrap metal dealers.
Well, and are these vacant homes new builds or not necessarily?
No, you know, like anywhere else in the metropolitan area, we have a number of homes that haven't sold and people have left. And so they're vacant homes that are up for sale. They're not new build situations.
Okay. And what are we do? There is some description. Maybe you can give us the description that we have at this point.
Yeah, the only information we have at this point is that it's two males, white males, probably in their early 20s, and a Hispanic female. And a vehicle is just a car, we believe, blue. But we've had some conflicting information about the vehicle. So really what we're asking folks for is not to necessarily key in on these individual descriptions, but just be aware of any homes in their neighborhoods that are vacant, foreclosed homes or up for sale. And keep an eye out for any activity at those locations and to call us if someone is there. We'd rather come and speak to a realtor who's at a residence or an inspector of some sort and make sure that it's not a theft in progress than to have that, you know, that individual there for 30 minutes or so and the neighbor thinking, oh, I don't want to bother the police. It's not a bother. We would much rather come out and catch somebody doing this than have another home that's damaged in the process.
Well, and I guess just coming to thought as I'm speaking with you is if everything isn't shut off at that home and they're taking the pipes, there could be a tremendous damage problem after that.
Right. I think, with it happening as frequently as it is right now, a lot of the homes do have the water shut off, but certainly we've had homes with water damage, and these individuals don't take the time to shut off the main and protect the home. They'll let the water keep running. So we're definitely concerned that we'll have extensive damage to a home, but obviously we want to stop any crime. But when people are in a neighborhood breaking into houses, our real concern is that at some point they'll come across a home that isn't completely vacant and that we'll have a confrontation with a citizen.
Oh, and we want to avoid that. Is it my understanding also that scrapyards kind of have an alert system to watch for copper pipes per se coming in?
Well, some are very cooperative in trying to identify people who are doing this illegally, and others are not so helpful. But there is essentially a way of tracking that and getting information on who is dropping off and selling this product to these different scrap metal yards. But it's hard to identify one pipe from another pipe when you're talking about pipes removed from a residence. You know, they're all pretty standard, and unless we can get some real good information, we're not going to be able to identify what pipe a certain individual came and sold.
Yeah, so scrap yards can be a help if they're doing the right thing and alerting you when any quantity of copper piping is coming in.
Yes, we're counting on them to help out in this whole process of identifying these people.
Well, so I guess it's the old adage, you know, keep an eye out in the neighborhood. If you know you have an empty house near you, kind of keep an eye out for it and don't hesitate to call Meridian Township Police and try to stop this, as you say, before someone gets hurt because they happen to be at the house.
Oh, sure. And we really don't want people just in Meridian Township concerned about this. It's a area-wide problem. Certainly Lansing's having their problems with this and continues to have that problem. We put out this particular press release because we've had a high number of them in a short period of time in our jurisdiction in Okemos. So it's happening everywhere, and we encourage all citizens to be vigilant about their neighbors' homes.
The press release talks about it being one of the individuals carrying a duffel bag. Are they kind of cutting the pipes into small pieces?
Right. You know, when it comes to the scrapyard, it doesn't matter to them what the length is. They're simply looking for weight. And so to get it in and out of the residence, we're assuming that's what they're using to carry tools and or carry pipe in and out.
Wow. Well, Lieutenant Greg Frenger of Meridian Township Police, thank you for your time tonight. Sorry about the mishap earlier.
Well, no problem. I appreciate having us on.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Good night.
Lieutenant Greg Frenger, Meridian Township Police, always has great information for us. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.